we're up to the laws of Eruv Eid Chum. It's on page Reish Chav Zayin. Reish Chav Zayin Simen Sadi He Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Yud Beis. Im Yesh B'Soichat Chum Eze Ir Shehi Mukefes Choyma Oy Shehi Misukenes Be'eruvin. If we have a city which is surrounded with a wall, or a city which is Misukenes Be'eruvin, or even if it does not have a wall, telling us a chiddush, but it has an Eruv, it has a Tzuras HaPesach. They have a Tzuras HaPesach that surrounds the entire. This is an important requirement. In order for us to apply the next halacha, we must have this requirement must be fulfilled. So we have a city, and it's called a city because it has a choyma, or it's a city because halachically it has a virtual wall, and the virtual wall is in place because of the eruv. Eina nimdedes, it's not measured. Ve'ena oyle lecheshbon ela la'arba amos. Let me just read a few more words. V'dafka kishatchum shabbos magia ad chutz li'ir. Okay, this is a little bit more complicated in this case. Let me try to illustrate here with a sefer. But let's say I'm koine shvisa over here. Okay, in this location where this pencil is positioned. I am allowed to walk 2,000 amos in all four directions. So let's refer to walking 2,000 amos towards the wall, in this direction. Let's assume for argument's sake that my 2,000 amos end over here, where this blue sefer is. So from here to here are 2,000 amos. It happens to be that in the middle, in between here and here, happens to be that there's a city. Okay, we'll make it a big city. Big city. It's like Chicago? I thought it looked more like St. Louis. No, I want to make a big city. It looks like St. Louis. Okay?
St. Louis is a protest.
So here it is. So now, no problem, right? Everything is the same. I can walk from here. I can walk 2,000 amos, which takes me over here. In this instance, you get a bonus. Since this is considered, this is one city, it has a wall, or it has an eruv. And this is what's critical. My 2,000 amos would have ended past the edge of the city anyway. I would have 2,000 amos end over here. Then we consider all of this to be 4 amos. Even though this will give us some numbers in a few moments, even if this was 1,000 amos, we consider this to be just 4 amos. So therefore, what happens? Instead of my eruv ending over here, it's going to end over here. Plus this, plus the distance. So it ends now, it'll end now over here. Because we're going to consider all of this to be just Dalet Amos. Because it's a city, and a city is one Rishus. Now what would happen if, instead of it ending over there, here's my 2,000 Amos, and my Erev ends in the middle of the city. Do I get a bonus? No. You only get, even if it ends at the very, very edge, you don't get a bonus. If my Eruv, my 2,000 amos edge, ends at the very, very edge, but would not make it one mashu after the end of the city, I am not entitled to the bonus. I only get the bonus if my tum...
How about you got two cities in between?
Same thing. So each city is considered to be Dalet Amos. But you have to remember, the cities, how big is the city? 2,000 Amos today's standard is nothing. Yeah.
So let's say New York City ends at the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
And then you go into the Palisades.
Yeah.
The Palisades has machitzas. It has a Tzur HaPesach and it has machitzas the whole way.
So it's all one long city. New York City never ended. New York City never ended then.
No, you can walk to the mountains.
Even if it ends 70 Amos. But the whole Palisades
is one Rishus. One Rishus.
So that means you can go to the end of the Palisades.
Yeah.
The end of the Palisades goes into the throughway.
So you keep on going.
You can walk to the mountains.
You can walk to the mountains.
You can walk to the North Pole. Okay, let's see inside. Im yesh b'soichat chum, if you have within the tchum, eiz ir shimu kefes chayma oy v'shiyim misukenes beiruvim, einem nindenes ve'ein oyla l'cheshbon, it's not calculated, and it does not take up, does not consume your 2,000 amos, Elo li arba amos period. Now vidafka. What is the condition, as we mentioned one moment ago? Kishat chum shabbos magia ad chutz liir. Your original tchum must pass the edge of the city. You can go in, for example, shemino eruv Ad Hu'ir, from the place of the Erev of Ad Hu'ir. Now he's assuming over here you made a Ruvi Chatzeros, which means you're going, instead of doing 2,000 Amos, he's telling you to do 4,000 Amos. But it's the same idea. That at the end of Ash, wait, we'll move from the place. From there until the city, there's a distance of 5 amos. The oirech o'ir, and the length, the span of the city, he elef amo, 1,000 amos. We don't consider, where would my eruv have ended? The city is 1,000 amos. There's 500 amos from where I'm standing until the city. So that's a total of 1,500 amos. I have an additional 500 amos afterwards. So it ends. My eruv, my place of where I can walk, ends more. So in this case, we now take the entire city, which is 1,000 amos, and we reduce it to 4 amos. The yesh lo michutz leir od an additional elef, 1,000. The arba meos the tishim v'sheish amos, 1,096. Elef 1,000, the arba 496 amos. Why? Because you have 500 amos from where I start until the city, and then the city is considered 4 amos, so that's 504, and now you're left with 1,496 until you reach 2,000 amos. The ein chilik bein tzad zeh shalifne erev bein atzad shalach erev. It doesn't make a difference which the sides, if there's more distance on one side, less distance on the other side. It doesn't make a difference bein tzad zeh shalifne erev bein atzad shalach erev. I'm not exactly sure what he means over there by that. It doesn't matter where the gaps are. As long as your air surpasses the city. Aval imat chum shabbos kol be'em sahoir. But if you're 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, also lo lelechas yoser, you're not allowed to go more than the city cave and sin shahu chutz the tchum. That's the end. If your air ends in the middle of the city, so you can walk the entire city, but you can't walk one amma more past the city, even though you would think that since my air ends in the middle of the city, we should consider the entire city to be Dalet Amos, and I should get a bonus, whatever is lacking from the time I entered the city from the 2,000 Amos, that we don't do. In order to fulfill this condition, the era of your 2,000 Amos must end after the city is already over.
You can put a tchum in the city?
You can put in the city, then you can go from the city another 2,000 amos. Correct. But this is also true if you made, you're already using the Erev to get to that location. Let's say you're really starting out over here, and it's 2,000 amos end over here, and you put your Erev over here. So over here, it's really now, from where you're starting out, it's 3,000. It's 2,500 amos in his example. So then you only have one Erev, that you can't go any further. So if you started over there and you put an Erev over here, so it's 2,000 amos from where you start to where you are. Now is my Erev that gives me another 2,000 amos, and 500 amos in is where the city, you meet up with the city. So the city basically is 2,500 amos from where you start. 2,000 amos is the given. 500 amos the Erev begins at the point of 2,000 amos. You have another 500 amos. You have a city of 1,000 amos. We reduce that to 4 amos, and then we give you an additional 1,496 amos to conclude to your 4,000 amos. Okay, let's go further. Aval imatchum Shabbos kol b'yom sahir also lelachas yosem yosek even ten shul chutz latchum ki b'in b'nizel lo nechshav lo kol ha'ir la'aros. We in this situation, if the Erev comes to an end for your 2,000 amos end in the middle of the city, it does not make a difference where in the middle of the city. You do not get anything. You do not get any bonuses. You can walk the entire city, but you cannot walk one amma outside of the city. Your Erev is consumed within the city. Halacha yud gimel. V'chein furthermore. If you put the air of this, we just discussed right before the 2,000 amos. You put the Erev within 2,000 amos from a city. When you return to the city, when you return backwards towards the city, and the 2,000 amos end in the beginning of the city, before your home, you're not allowed to return home. I'm a little bit confused over what happened over here. One more time, this halacha. Where did he put the Erev?
He put the Erev 2,000 amos outside of the city.
Okay.
But that's really more than 2,000 amos from his house, because his house was on the other side of the city. Right?
Okay, so here's the city. Here's this entire city. I put the Erev over here. Right? Okay.
Close to 2,000 miles away.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So now, and where is my house? It's over there.
Well, it's in the city.
It's in the city. Also, within the city itself, you can't walk more than 2,000 miles. In the city itself. In the city itself, we don't give you 2,000 amos in the city itself? That's machloikas. That's what he's saying?
Yeah, we don't even give you 4 amos.
In the city itself.
Right.
We don't let you walk.
But when you're starting back...
Wait, so here is my Erev.
Right.
So I'm within 2,000 amos. I can go back into my city, no?
Not into the city, but not back to your house.
Not back to the house.
Why not back to my house? Because the house is more than 2,000 amos away from where I put the Erev.
Yeah.
So even though the whole city is considered to be one big Dalet Amos,
only
one direction, but if the Erev ends in the middle, you're not given the additional bonus to walk to your house.
Right.
Even though it's one big city. And this is a big machlok zapoiskim. Okay, let's see inside again. The chayin adin kishenich z'erev b'karv l'shnelfayim amoch michutz l'ir, kishuhu choyzer achar kach l'ir v'cholu alpayim amo b'mokom m'mokom eruva b'tchilas l'ir koydim beso, Osir lo afilu lashuv lebeis okeinu das roiv apoyskim v'chein ikar ayin el yorav. This is machleis in the Gemara. So let's review the case. Here we have the city. Let's just take over here one sefer, the city. Here is the city. This green sefer is the city. And the city has a wall around it. There's a very big chumrah, he's telling us, which is not agreed upon according to all opinions, but this we pass in the halacha. And you put your Erev over here. This location is, let's say, 1,900 amos outside of the city. So that means that for the purpose of Shabbos, you are koinish shvitzer in this location. In this location, you can walk 2,000 amos in each direction. 2,000 amos here, 2,000 amos here, 2,000 amos here and here. Now, going this way is fine. Now, what about going back? When you go back, where will the 2,000 amos end? The 2,000 amos going to end right over here. Right over here. What about over here? That's already outside your 2,000 amos. One would argue, once I've made it from my shvisa into the city, even by one amma, I should be allowed to walk the entire city. That's what one would argue, right? Because the city isn't close. You just need Erev to make it into the city. Along comes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he's telling us it's not so simple. That if your Erev ends in the city, you only can walk in the city up to the point of your 2,000 amos. If your house happens to be over here, you're not able to return into your house. And the result is a very big chumra, a chiddush. Because if you had a situation where you have a city, and your Erev is over here, 500 amos away, and the entire city is 1,000 amos, and your Erev would have ended over here, then we say the city is condensed into Dalet Amos. But when you have a situation where your Erev is over here, and it ends over here, not only do we not condense, we don't condense the entire city into Dalet Amos, we don't even let you walk in the city more than Dalet Amos. This is not like the case that he said about the Palisades. He's saying exactly not like that, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's saying that if you put the Erev over here, and your Erev is, let's say, exactly 1,900 Amos away from the city, so you only have a right to walk in the city 100 Amos.
Right, but if you put it closer,
and your 2,000 amos would have ended over here.
So then the city counts as
Dalet amos.
Right.
But that 2,000 amos is not so much space 4,000 feet. The Palisades is massive.
Off the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
Consider that until you get to the Palisades, you consider that.
But the Palisades, once you go into the Palisades, it's infinite. It's infinite.
Once you get into the Palisades.
Yes.
The Palisades is the ear.
No, but that's exactly what he's telling you, that you don't say that by an ear. Look what he just said. Look at the chumrah he just says. If you put an Erev over here, you kind of shvisa over here. And this is, your shvisa is exactly 1,900 amas from a fortified city with a wall around it. Where does your 2,000 amas end? 100 amas into the city. Right? That's where your 2,000 amas end. Are you allowed to travel the rest of the city?
No.
You have to stop right where you are. Oh, but it's surrounded by a wall. So this is a big machlokes in the Gemara. Remember this in Masechta Emes. It's a big machlokes in the Gemara. And he's telling us over here, that's why he apologized in the parenthesis. This is the das of Rebbe Pesach. Read the halacha one more time. V'chein adin. Kishiniach es ha'erev koroiv l'shnei alpayim amah michutz le'ir. 1,900 amas outside the city. You can now travel from that distance 2,000 amas. That means that your erev will end, your 2,000 amas will end 100 amas into the city. Kishuhu choizer achar kachli, when you return to your city, uvukolu alpayim amas, and the 2,000 amas end mimokoyim eruvoy, bitchilas o'ir, koydem beso, you're allowed to go into the city 100 amas, but 100 amas is not enough. My house is 500 amas into the city. Osir lo,
Lashuv. I agree with this.
Osir lo, there's no din lo.
No difference.
Once you've already walked your amas and you've gone into the city, the new city.
Yeah.
So now you have to count the 2,000 the other way.
So.
Doesn't make a difference.
It's already more than 2,000.
And in this direction, it would also be more than 2,000.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You're not allowed to return to your home, because if you put your Erev 1,900 amas away from the city, you have 2,000 amas, which takes you 100 amas into the city, and that's where you have to stop. You're not allowed to argue that since the whole city is with walls, so it should be considered one big dalet amas, so once I've made it one amas into the city, the whole city is mine. He's saying you don't say that. You get the whole city. Here's what he says. You get the whole city if you're kind of shvisa in the city. If you are kind of shvitz in the city, and the city has miles and miles and miles and miles, you can walk the entire city, a billion amos, wherever you want, because you're kind of shvisa in the city. You get the whole city. Your tchum first begins at the outside of the city. You even get a little bit bonus more. You get 7,200 amos. You can walk 2,800 amos. But you don't even stop, because why? You were kind of shvisa in the city itself. So the whole city is one big dalet amos. The next chiddush, if you are make an erev, or you're kind of shvisa over here, and your 2,000 amos end over here, so you swallow the city, we reduce the city into dalet amos. That's another cool of making the city. But this is somewhere we're not going to make them coolest. Is if you kind of shvitz over here and your 2,000 amas end in the middle of the city, so since it's not your primary dira, it's not where you're kind of shvitzah, you're kind of shvitzah here, not in the city, and your erev ends in the middle of the city, it doesn't swallow, it doesn't surpass the city, that's it. You're stuck. You're stuck right here. You have to stop right here. Not everyone agrees with this halacha. If you learn the sugim sechta erevin, I believe, you'll discover other opinions that say, no, if your erev ends in the city, and since the city is surrounded by a wall, it should be no different than if you were kind of shvis in the city itself, which would give you the entire city. We don't say that, at least according to the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, and he says this is the sheet of the majority of the poskim kenu das, roiv ha-poskim mechein ikar ba'ayin le'eliyo rabba. Halacha Yudalit. Ein ma'arvin eruv tuchum and eladram. This is halacha that not many people know. This, I mean, we learn the Gemara is always a shock. When we learn this, this thing of eruv tuchum is only permitted for a dvar mitzvah. The person just wants for his own benefit. He wants to go to a concert on Shabbos. He wants to listen. He wants to see what's going on. Whatever. The problem is, everything you'll tell me, you'll say everything today is a mitzvah. It's good for my health. It's good for my. It's necessary for, and you can convert into a mitzvah. But meikar adin, you only allowed to make an eruv tuchum for a dvar mitzvah. Ein ma'avim eruv tuchum el dvar mitzvah. For example, his spalel. Basara Oila hakpil pnei rabo, oi chaveroi, shabo minadech, to greet your friend. Your friend has come from the tzederech of achnasas archim, or derech eretz, greet from that you're allowed to make an erev. Oi lesudas mitzvah, oi lepikaych aliskeram, or to inquire after the needs of the tzibor. O shuhu bo minadech, vroitze leiluch lebeitzo chodoyme, or you're on your way home. You're on your way home, there's a need to return. This, I guess, is not really a mitzvah, but he's saying that if a person is traveling home, and the only way he can make it to his home, he calls that he appoints a shlich, they should make on his behalf a eruvei techumen, so he can reach his destination, he can reach home. Let's see the sha'arim mitzion v'halacha. El l'dvar mitzvah, the previous page, where Rish comes out on the bottom, I say, El d'var mitzvah, I am shut mahari asad. Shenishal im yesh tzad lahater iser techumen, shuvshud rabbonim, yishud mitzvah tzfilo drabim, ולהתר לבני הכפרים הרחוקים דרך שום מן העיר לילך בשבס ויום דביוסם מדל אלפיים אמו כדי לספלל ברבים. Are you allowed, since it's only midrabanan, let's say you did not make an eruv, like going into a situation where you did not make an eruv mitchumen, and you want to travel on Shabbos more than 4,000 amos for a mitzvah. So maybe then we don't need to have an eruv mitchumen. What's the proof? What's the source? Yeah. Rabbi Lezer, he freed his servant. It says in the Torah that an Eved Kanani, you are not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. And we know that Rabbi Eliezer, he freed his servant Tavi. Tavi, his servant, was freed in order that he can be mashlim the minyan. So what is the halacha? Okay, so it's kedai to come today to learn this new expression. You say chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila. So now you have a much more sophisticated expression which you can all try out on your friends. Chas milahaskir v'chalila lehalois al hadas litzadeid lahatir iser tchum and afil drabon v'bnei tfilos v'rabim. How can you say that you're allowed to be over on iser tchum in order to follow in the ways of Rabbi Eliezer to do an iser drab, the iser of freeing a slave? Uvehagah, he says no such thing. Uvehagah miben hamechaber kosav. The Hagah from the son of the Mechaber, the Ari Asad, he wrote some notes. Zel Shonei, Shiny Gabi. What's the answer? It's very nice. All these beautiful expressions. Chas Melahasker, the Chalila Lahale Saladas. But what's the answer? It's a good kasha. Rabbi Eliezer, didn't this the Raisa? Is it the Raisa freeing a slave? In order for him to go daven do a mitzvah drabbanan, daven with 10 people is only mitzvah drabbanan. It's not a deraisa. So what's the answer? Shiny Gabi Rabbi Eliezer, Sheshich Rav the Shlohoi Yisham Asar Bulo. It wasn't personal. He was mezakeh the rabin. But in a situation where these people, the other people have a minion. It's personal. I want to go and daven with a minion. That's not called mitzvah. Rabim she'ein a Muslim she'ein mezakeh ram bezeh yinah mezakeh ram bezeh l'chein therefore who also gomer b'chaygav ne'ayin sham. Okay, an amazing insight that when you're doing a mitzvah, it has to be a zechus for the rabbi. When you're doing it only for yourself, there is no benefit. I once told you the story. I love the story. I told many people, they got a lot of hanaf in the story, where there was a rebbe, a chassid. The chassid did his rebbe a very, very big taiva, and the rebbe wanted to reward the chassid. And the rebbe said to him, "I'll give you one of two rewards. Either I'll give you, you'll be zeichet to ashirus, meridik ashirus in this world, or you'll be zeichet to a kabbalistic thing called." In the next world, Olam Hanitzchi, you'll be with me. You'll be in my chamber. You'll be with me. What do you want? I'll think about it. So, what would you take? Take a phone. Quick decision. What would you take? Ila imi b'michitzasi or ashirus.
Now I know the Rebbe's going to
Ganei. Oh, you love that one, right? Imi b'michitzasi. In Gehenna.
The Rebbe has big places. On
what?
Places he has got mayors of all the Hasidim.
All the Hasidim. Okay.
How do I know? The question is.
I once saw two.
I
saw two friends who were talking. One guy's a really nice guy, and he said, going from store to store, and they said to him, I want to be with you. So he said, I'm going to Gehenna. You don't want to be with us. If you're going to be in Gehenna, I still want to be with you. I like you so much. It's Kedai to go through. Wherever you're going, I'm going. I don't care, even Gehenna. But so the answer is, what did he say? So the Chassid came back and he said, Chassid, I want the money. I want the cash. I want the cash. So the rabbi said, okay, fine. Just tell me, I'm curious, what's your reason? So he says, Imi b'michitzasi, it's just me. It's just me and you. Who's going to be Nana from Imi b'michitzasi? I'll be in Haba with my rabbi, Gvaldik, Nana Meziv Ashchina. If you'll give me the money, I'll be Zechat Vashiris. You think, I need the money. I don't need the money. I'll be able to be Mahanes, so many people. I'll give Tzedakah, I'll do Chesed with this Ani, and with this Nitzrach, and this Nitzrach. I want to be Mahane the Rabbim. I don't want to be selfish. This is a bonus for me. That's why I want the money. So here, he's saying a Merdek Yisod. Rabbi Eliezer, there, he had a Eved Tevi the Eved. No one has a minion. Everyone over here has a tzar. There's no minion for the little player. So by being over on an Isser deraisa of the oil of Mohem Tavoidu and Aver Lashma, you're being Mezaki the Rabbim. The Gans Oilam is going to be in there. There's going to be a minion. You'll bring the Shekhinah to the world. That you can do. But when you're doing it just for yourself, I want to go daven with a minion, and I can't because it's 4,000 amos, and I want to be violent nisa de rabbanon for yourself. Who do you think you are? One person is not enough. Ayin bialkut hagir shuni. Shemidak mi zed im ein asar. Yeah. Oh, that's what he talks about right now. Look, that's what he addresses. That's the next. That's the next logical conclusion. He's telling us over the schiz. She can't do this to the rabbanon for yourself, but for someone. But the zoylam. So he goes weiter. The ayin bialka agyeshuni shemidak mi zed im ein asar beladov. If you talk, I don't have to be without you. Look, that's the logical conclusion. He makes the big thing. And yeah, we come along with a kula. But when you're going to be mezakeh the Rabbim, the son came along and told us the logic. Zikul Rabbim, zikul for yourself. Einoch nami, zikul Rabbim. That's what he wants to suggest. Avol b'shut ela Shmuel huva b'pischei tshuva kasav. No such thing. The also lelechus the tchamatul l'hashem v'linyan asar v'chein kasav b'shut maram shik at kan dibur. And he doesn't tell us the reason why. So what about tevi avdai? Okay, so you got to really go back to the Gemara over there. There's a lot more to the story there. Tevi Avdai was already holding, was already about Talmud Chacham, was about Madrega. So you have to know the exact rules of Le'olam Bohem Tavoidu, when it applies. So I think the simple answer, they all asked the question, what's going on over there? And the answer there was something along the lines is that Le'olam Bohem Tavoidu has limits. When you have someone like Tevi Avdo, the time comes when you should Adarabba be Mizakim and let him become a full-fledged Jid. Now was the appropriate time. It might have been a little bit premature, but since there was a need, you can do it. But stama zayt to be over nisa derabanan, because there's another need, the whole Torah will become a kuchul tulula. Everything will break down. The whole Torah will break down if you're going to start making exceptions.
The problem with the shlichim, you know, when the people drive to shul, they're driving past the tchum.
The people who drive. What do you mean the shluchim? What do you mean?
In Ashkash.
When
the guys come to shul,
on
Shabbos,
the shluchim,
so they drive past the tchum.
Someone drives them on Shabbos.
If they drive past the tchum.
No, he's talking about the
Balabatim. The Balabatim who drives.
So they drive past the tchum.
The shluchim. I thought you said that someone gives a shliach a ride. I don't know, you're right. I don't know how these things work. I don't know how these things work.
They don't ask the shilas.
You don't ask questions.
Don't ask, don't tell. Okay, let's go by it. Tes Vav, Halacha Tes Vav. The Eruv Eitchem must be in place Erev Shabbos. You may not put it down on Lobe Shabbos, Lobe Yom Tov, V'chein Imchal Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. So here's the problem. What happens if Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos, V'roitze L'leches B'Shabbos, if Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos, and you want to put down an Erev Tchumen on Friday Yom Tov in order to travel on Shabbos, here before Yom Tov. Tzach L'niches Erev Yom Tov, V'chein B'Yom Tov L'yachar Shabbos, V'roitze L'leches B'Yom Tov, Tzach L'niches Erev B'Erev Shabbos. The Erev must be in place, Erev Shabbos. Did Ham Arba Ragla B'Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Tov Tes, Sif Zayin Vidin Yamtav Shasam Al Shabbos Ashnei Yom Tov Mishal Golis Rotsal Arav Yom Lemecha Litzad Zeh Ul Yom Sheni Litzad Zeh Besim Tov Tes Zayin. We actually did this a long time ago. We learned Shulchan Aruch together this, and basically he talks about that you can make a Tanai, you can make a Tanai, and there's another solution. The person does not have any food. If you don't have any food for Eruv Yitchum, the solution is that you should stand and you should remain in that location for the entire Bein Hashmashos, and you make a statement: I'm standing here over here, and my being here, I'm a kind of shvisa, and that is equivalent to putting bread. The only advantage one has by putting bread, you don't have to be there. The bread is my representative. A person's mind is where his food is. And therefore, what's so funny? And therefore, that's why that's a different. That
only
is
marches on the stomach.
Okay, halacha tes zayin kelev behemoysav shalotim harim kiraglim. The person's animals. This is another point of halacha. This is no halacha l'maisa when a person goes to bungalow colony visit. We had this. The clothing and the person's possessions have the same status as the person. So therefore, if they are on another side of town, you may have a problem. Kelev behemoysav shalotim harim kiraglim, they lack, has the same status as the person. Mokam shahu einoy reshai lahalech, where a person is not allowed to travel. Gam oisan, his clothing ain adam reshai lahalichon, another person is not allowed to take your possessions to a place where you were not allowed to be. Ve'im yeshilon liacher, what happens if on Shabbos you lend your jacket, your sweater, your hat to someone else, and he has a different tchum than you? Ve'im yeshilon liacher o yeskiron, what? Before Shabbos, or his skin, you rent it before Shabbos, or mashon l'shmira, or you give it to them for safekeeping. Harehim kiraglav shalzeh sheheim etzom. That's exactly right. If you give it to them on Shabbos before Shabbos, you lend it to them and you rent it to them. Then kiraglav shalzeh sheheim etzom. Then they come. They take the tchum. The person who actually is guarding them, the person who has them, has taken responsibility for these objects. The objects take the shvitz of that individual. Vafilu hu eino Yehudi, konu habehemov yakelim shvisa etzlo. The animals and these possessions, they take the same shvisa as the home of the non-Jew. V'loy oid elegam hachafetz mishal eino Yehudi koydim shvisa b'mukaymam shahayu bein hashmashos. The property of any Yehudi also kind of shvisa. The person should not say that this object belongs to a guy, and therefore it's not subject to the laws of tchum. That's not so. If you live in one place and you come to a guy and you meet a guy, and a guy gives you something, and by taking the property of a guy, you're going and back where you came from, you will be taking this object outside of the tchum of the guy, you got a problem. It's an amazing halacha that a guy is recognizing halacha as also having a tchum Shabbos. His property, his possessions, his responsibility causes a change in status to your property, and his possessions have a shvisa which prevent you from taking them outside of its particular chum, and that has to be taken into consideration. Okay, halacha, yeah.
Wouldn't you say also from here that if you lent your behemoth to a guy
on Shabbos,
he can't take it out of the chum?
If you lent it, when did you lend it to him? Before Shabbos or after Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, then it takes on his chum. His tchum. Tchum is established bein hashmashos.
Right.
So where are the kelim resting when bein hashmashos passes?
But I'm saying the guy cannot take your animal.
Right. You cannot
his
take
tchum.
Pass your tchum. Pass your tchum. What do you mean his tchum?
No,
it's
kind of shvisa in the guy's house
right
now.
Right. So the guy, right.
But, he really
but he's not going to ask you. He's not going to ask you questions.
Care. It's not open
at Beirut
when he does that. It's
dinner. It's you. If you will somehow come in contact with it, he'll do whatever he wants with it. But let's say you will meet him, or let's say another Jew will meet him, and that Jew will have in his possession, and the guy will have in his possession kelim of another Jew that have passed the tchum of the guy. So the Jew is not allowed to be nene or to move around those articles, mm-hmm, because it's past the tchum of the guy. The guy will do whatever he wants. The guy will do whatever he wants, but if the guy is going to travel, is going to take, go in a car, interesting thing, let's say good travels on Shabbos, let's say you get a visit, you get a knock on the door, Uncle Harry is here. And Uncle Harry has traveled past the Tchum. And he started out. When did he start? He started out Friday night or Saturday morning, and he meets you Shabbos morning, and he says, "Oh, take my jacket. It's raining. Take my jacket. You take my jacket with you to shul." So the jacket, the guy's jacket, is already outside the tchum. And if you want to go to shul, well, we learned that kids shulchan aruch. That's if once you go out of the tchum, you want to go bundal ramos. Even in the city, you cannot take the guy's jacket with you. Dal Ramos, because the jacket was already kind of shvisa, and the jacket is outside the tchum, and once outside the tchum, it's not allowed to travel more than Dal Ramos, even though it's his property, it's not your property. Okay, let's just do one more halacha tezav eimelich meiv tchumin halacha tezayin. We did this already. Halacha yud zayin. A guy brought peros in a place where there's no concern of chil Shabbos. He did not cut it off the ground. If he detached from the ground for the purpose of a Jew, then it's amir liyakum. If a guy does malacha specifically for a Jew, you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha until Shabbos is over. It's a part of the halachas of amir liyakum. So there's no concern. You are absolutely certain that the guy did not cut the peros off the ground. The only concern is that the guy has brought it past the tchum. He brought it. So what is it? The guy brought it for himself. You're allowed to eat it because no malacha, no issa was done to the object itself. Ela, as we just mentioned, he brought it within the house. Oh, so here he's saying over here chiddush that it's musukenes. Okay, so let's just take a step back. We learned before of the chumrah. Remember that one chumrah we had of your tchum? That once you go past the tchum, when you come into the city, you're not allowed to travel with it more than 100 amos. That our example? So that seems to apply only where you make an Erev. I don't really understand what the difference is. Here he's saying that if the guy brings something that is outside, from outside the Tchum, and he comes inside the city, the entire city is considered to be one big Dalet Amos, because the city is surrounded with a wall. I don't really have to go back and figure that out. Oh, Shair Musukenes Beruvim Oz Mutarm Latiltu Bechaloir and Shukol Mokam Shemutarm Latalto Sham Nechav Kemotoch Arba Amos. Vim Evian Beshul Yisrael Asum Lisrol Zeh. If the guy brought it outside the Tchum for this Yisrael, it's also Lechol B'nei Soy Ad L'Erev Kedesh She Yeosu. If the guy brought it specifically for a Jew, so the guy has done an Isser, it's Amir Liyakum, the laws of Tchumin are an Isser D'Araisa, so he has done an Aver on behalf of a Jew, the Jew may not benefit from it until after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to do the Malacha. Dahainu Zman Sheyucholim Lohavi, the amount of time it takes to travel, period. When we call Makam, Mutarim Loi Betiltul Toich Arba Amos, Abisuch Makam Amutar Betiltul, so you're allowed to move it, just because the guy brought me outside the Tchum, just prevents you from deriving benefit from it. But you are allowed to move it around in that location, in the home or in the city. Let's say you're not sure if you brought from outside the tchum. Gam kein asur, you have to be machmer, you have to assume the worst. Im kein yesh litlos yoser shaloi hovu mitchum l'tchum, unless you have a reasonable uncertainty if he brought it from outside the tchum. So the only time that it's absolutely also is if it's 50-50, or you know for sure, but if there's reasonable doubt that there's a reasonable possibility that the guy did not bring it on your behalf, or the guy did not bring it from outside the tchum, then you're also allowed to benefit from it immediately on Shabbos. On the bottom of one Shabbos from Halacha, or two of them, we'll see on Isis Vav, Nachri Shehevi, Perus, Ayin Bagos Marsham, Beben Kfar She'erev Le'ir, he made an Erev to one city, Vehevi Dogim Yomtov, Litzach Yudi Gesundheit, Litzach Yehudi Echad Shebe'ir Shaloi Erev. So he made a city, this one Ben Kfar, he made an Erev in the city, and they brought him the heavy dog in Yom Tov on Yom Tov Litzarch Yehudi Echad Shabi'ir Shaloi Erev. So there were two Jews, and one made an Erev, one did not make an Erev. So the one that made the Erev to Chumen, he was able to travel to another city, to 4,000 amos away and bring back food home, and he wants to give it to a person that did not make an Erev. So is the person that did not make an Erev allowed to benefit from the food because he, it's outside his tchum? For this person, it's okay, because for this person, he made an Erev. So what is the halacha? So he says over here, it's a big machlokes. The bottom line is it's mutter. Since for you, you made an Eruv Eitz Chumim, which allows you to travel 4,000 amos, which allows you to retrieve food 4,000 amos, so you have not done anything wrong by bringing this food into this location because you have an Eruv Eitz Chumim. Once it's good for you, so it's good for someone else also, even though he was physically unable to travel that distance due to the fact that he did not make the Eruv Eitz Chumim.
Rabbi, suppose someone visits you on Shabbat, you didn't know they're coming.
Yeah.
And you, outside, and yeah. They bring a friend, they bring a candy.
They bring you candy. So they will mechal Shabbos. They will mechal Shabbos for your candy. So you just put it down. Just put it down there. So according to you're not allowed to be nene from it on Shabbos.
Why?
Because they did brought it for you. They did a malacha deraisa on your behalf.
But they didn't do anything on the food.
What? So what? The only way was that...
You get mail...
Mail is done by a guy. Let's assume it was done by a Jew. You got a problem.
If the guy does it for you, he's not doing it for you.
That's not cool. There are many reasons why we don't consider a guy bringing mail on Shabbos on Nir Eliyakim. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself.
And if this food... So you get oranges...
Yes, you can eat. No difference. Yes, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
You can't do it?
If a Jew does it, you're not from Malach of the Raya, and he's doing it specifically for you. If a Jew does it, and he's doing it, and so it's also a question of the Jew.
He's not doing it for you.
What?
He's not doing it on the food.
Malacha deraisa was done in order to enable you to benefit.
He didn't do it for you.
I don't know the answer, but it's when a Jew, if you have a Jewish mailman, it is much more problematic, even though there is room to be lenient because he's not doing it for you. He's not being Mechal Shabbos for you. He's doing it for the job. So when you combine that to a non-Jew, you're in business. When a guy, when you have a non-Jewish mailman, he brings you mail on Shabbos. So we've learned this many, many times. As long as most of the problem with mail is mail itself is muksa. People think the problem with mail is because a guy delivered the mail on Shabbos. That's not true. The reason why you're not allowed to read mail on Shabbos is because the mail itself is muksa. The mail itself, ruba deruba, are bills, are letters, friendly letters. This is not in the category of something which is mutter, permissible reading material on Shabbos. If you do happen to get a magazine, a Torah journal, or you happen to get food on Shabbos, you're allowed. We discussed this. You get a delivery, a package, you're allowed in a destructive way to destroy the package in order to benefit from the mail. As long as it's not a newspaper, it's more problematic because newspaper might be a shalaf noilat. It might not have yet been printed until Shabbos came into existence. But the average mail that you get is not noilat, is not the malacha was not done by a Jew, and as long as it's not an object of that's a bill, and you open it up in a destructive way, there are many reasons. Many poskim say you are allowed to be nene from these things, but when a Jew does it, it's much more problematic. Even though
that's my original question, suppose it was a guy who claimed of his Jew and Shabbos.
So, but the guy brought it for you, so it's on Nir Eliyakim. If the guy, he's not bringing it for his own benefit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't have to tell him.
Just one point.
Yeah.
If you have someone in the kitchen, and you say, bring me an apple.
Yeah.
You put it into an electric...
grinder.
Yeah. It just takes off the skin.
Yeah. You didn't tell... The guy didn't?
A Jew
is a problem.
Reason, whether it was a child or whether they did go anus, whatever.
A Jew does it. I don't know the answer.
An electric machine that just peels it.
You didn't tell him to do it. And he did it for his own benefit. He did it for his own reason.
If a Jew did it...
I don't know the answer.
According to what I recall, that if he does a malach on the food, that he bakes or cooks...
Changes it. So here he didn't do it mamish the food. He just peeled it. You could have peeled it yourself. You could, right. He just...
He doesn't do it, he changes it. He stands...
Okay, it could be. Yeah, it sounds right.
What do I care? It doesn't change the food.
It sounds right. He didn't do a melacha because you could have peeled it yourself. You're not really minana from the fact they put it in the machine to peel you. So he didn't do it, I would peel it myself. So what benefit do I really have? If he goes, he grinds it in the grinder, I couldn't do that, this melacha. So then it's a problem. But here he just peels it, so he did it for, he didn't tell him to do it for himself, and he didn't really change. So it sounds right. Bringing is something you can't do yourself. Okay, let's finish this last piece over here. I don't talk about this piece over here. One more time. Allah Zayin El Sheesh is the Chumin Ayim Begadim. The Mashma Daitish Sham the Motor Hayor Bishabis Yamtav Asul Hanus Meham Mishum Isr Noilat. Rain. What happens if we're in the Shabbos? So you let it be nene from the rain. So the rain is Noilat, the Isr Muksa. It's not an issue of Chumin. Why don't you go say that it came from Pesach Chum? There's no Chum Lamalam Yasara. Ayin Tais Beit Sovi Oid Bishut Hagoinim. The Motor Lohanus Meham Lushos Lurchats of Loyal Havi Muksa. Afilu Shlohoyu Ovim Merv Shabbat Merv. He disagrees. He holds that it's Motor to benefit from rain and to drink from rain that falls on Shabbos. Afilu shlohayu avim b'merev v'gam ein boi mishum iser tchumen. The real focus, the reason why he's bringing this down here is, what about tchumen? Where did this water come from? It came from far, far away. The clouds had a form over Shabbos, and the flat clouds formed from mist, and the mist that was used to form the clouds came from more than 2,000 amos away. No, da ein tchumen l'malo me'asara v'chein kosav be. I don't know what that stands for. Okay, but therefore he holds that the fact that the rain has been transferred lemala me'asara is not called that they went past the tchum. Tchum has to go on the ground. Going in shemayim is
so again go to the high by a drone.
By a drone. Oh, he's asking a good kasha. He's asking a gvald good kasha. That's the drone. That's the big new thing now.
Oh.
Amazon drones. So it's so this lechoy. It's this ain chon lamal me'asara. Gives new meaning to halacha.
Your
packages. They have now a new service. They're willing in New York City. They will. There's a service now. 1 hour. Isn't it amazing? Gotta pay for it. One. That's not a drone. That's delivery man. They have a center, a delivery center, certain packages. 25,000 with the drones. Yeah, that's eventually, but it's going to happen eventually. At some point in time, it's going to be. It's going to be drones. So ain't chum l'malam asar. Unbelievable.
Same with the highway. The highway that gets elevated is above asara.
Your grandchildren don't have those remote control helicopters.
Do that automatically.
What?
You see how they do with that in their warehouse? That robot.
Robots. I saw the video. Yeah.
That in the sky with the interference with the helicopter.
No, it's smart. It's a
rural areas. They don't mean in New York City. They're not going to do drones in New York City. Not in New York City. Out of town, out of the metropolitan area.
Does the drone recognize that there's a tree in front of your house that can hit the tree?
Yeah, they do. They do. Why?
Because the man
was
delivered.
Yeah.
So why couldn't it be delivered on Shabbos?
I don't think it's going to happen.
There's no Tchum on Shabbos.
Because Hashem was Shabbos, they have Shvisa.
Hashem has to work to make...
Hashem wants us to rest on Shabbos.
But he wants you to eat.
So Erev Shabbos, double. Erev Shabbos. So you're trying to say now, what you're trying to say is that in the time of the Torah, they already had the drones,
right,
and Hashem sent them on via drones.
Right. Even the slav was drones.